morning and welcome to day four, Making Music with What Remains, one of my favorite stories. Yitzhak Perlman, who came out on stage and instead of asking for another string when his violin snapped, he simply continued to play the whole concert on just three strings. And he famously remarked afterwards, "Our task is to make music with what remains." That is such a powerful lesson, because we are all always so often focused on what we don't have, and often not realizing that our challenges and our limitations are that those very challenges are often what develop us into the people that we're supposed to become. And I quoted from my friend Rabbi Eitan Meir, who said that if you spell the word Elul backwards, it spells lule, which means if only. Lo meaning no, and lu meaning if only. So lule literally means if only no, if only things were not the way they were. And we live that way much of that of the year, where we say to ourselves, if only things were not the way they are, my life would be so much better. And Elul comes along and tells us we've got to adjust the backwards, because by definition, if those are your circumstances, and I quoted the Ramchal, Rabbeinu Moshe Chaim Lutzato of the 18th century, that the deck of cards that's dealt to us is presented to us in the way it is, because that's specifically the way that each of us needs to be challenged so we can grow and our souls can develop in the unique way that each of our souls need to develop. And what I wanted to add that's not in the chapter is the Gemara, the passage from the Talmud from where we derive this idea. There's a very beautiful Gemara, and I actually spoke about it this past Shabbat at MGE, where the Gemara says in Nida, Tractate Nida Ted Zayin Amud Bet, which is 16b, that there was a certain malach, a certain angel, Hamamuna al-Rayon, who is entrusted or appointed over pregnancy. Different angels have different tasks. And this angel's task was to deal with pregnancy. And this angel comes along, the Gemara says in the Talmud, V'notel tipa u'mamadia lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This angel comes along and takes a drop. And Rashi says it's a drop of sperm, and places this drop before God. V'omer lefanov. And the angel then says before Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Tipazu Matehe Aleha. This drop, what will become of it? Gibor o Chalash? Will this person develop into a strong or a weak person? Chacham o Tipesh? Will this person be a wise individual or a fool? Ashir o Ani? A rich person or a poor person? Now, if you would stop the Gemara right there, I said this on Shabbos, that if you would stop this passage of Talmud right here, you'd have a big free will problem. Because it seems as though how strong you are, how smart you are, how wealthy or poor you become, God forbid, whatever, whichever way it goes, is really not in our hands. But the Talmud then answers its own question, because the Gemara continues and says, V'ilu rasha or tzaddik lo kamar, that whether a person is a rasha, a wicked person, or a tzaddik or a righteous person, right, the angel never asks God, will this person form into a righteous man or righteous woman or a wicked person? And then you have the quote that I have in the chapter. The Gemara then continues to say, quoting Rabbi Chaninya, who held, Akol bidei shamayim chutz mirat shamayim, everything is in God's hands except for the fear of God. What does that mean? And I said in the chapter that the fear of Hashem refers to the values and the principles that we use to manage the situations in which we find ourselves. And that is what we have control over. So much else, as the Gemara implies here, who our parents are, what we look like, what kind of religious background we come from, or as the Gemara says, whether we're how rich or poor. I mean, you know, we can stretch it. You can go to the gym and try to pump a lot of iron and build yourself up, you know, but we're constrained by certain genetics. And that applies also to our intelligence. And it applies to some degree to how much money we make as well. But we can control the attitude and the values that we apply to whatever situations are thrust upon us. And that is ultimately what shapes and develops us into the people we become. And I quoted this past Shabbat. It's not in the chapter, but I heard years ago, Rebbetzin Youngreis, a blessed memory, and she said, it doesn't matter whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, or a cab driver. It matters what kind of doctor, what kind of lawyer, what kind of cab driver, because let's face it, to some degree, whether you have a white-collar job or a blue-collar job, to some degree that is predetermined. that's not fully within our control. But it is our control. If you are an attorney, to be honest in dealing with your clients, or if you are a cab driver, to also to give back the right change, or to greet the person cheerfully, if a physician, not to lose oneself and become arrogant, but to maintain a good bedside manner and be humble to everyone that we speak to. All of those situations can, and we do have control over. And that's what this day is about, making music with what remains, taking the deck of cards that God gives us in life and making the most of it. And I quoted the great psychologist Viktor Frankl, who said, between stimulus and response, there's a space. And it's in that space that we have our power to choose our response. And Viktor Frankl, who survived the concentration camps, he believed, this is something I didn't mention in the chapter either, but he wrote this in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, that he felt that what the Nazis were trying to prove through this social experiment, if you will, of the concentration camps, is that you could control people's behavior. And he said that if any time there were in the camps, there were situations, he saw this, where one Jew shared his meager rations with a fellow Jew, they disproved the Nazis. And they demonstrated that you can never take away the power to choose. God or our circumstances may limit us. We may have a string that breaks. We may be missing that, like Yitzhak Proman himself, who had polio since he was a small boy. All of us have some kind of challenge or disability. The question is, what do we do with it? That choice, how to handle it, our attitude, how we approach difficult, challenging situations in our lives, that can make all the difference. And that is the area over which we have great control. Elul is the time to take control and to realize not to live a lule, if only things were not that way, but to realize that we have exactly what we need to get to where we want to go. Have a great day.